The Isle of Man Bank operates in an intermediary capacity for the government in this regard, and should this unlikely event occur, the Treasury would consider the options available to it, including whether other bodies could act in a similar intermediary role.
Supplementary question, Mr. Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. COVID has clearly accelerated massive change in the banking situation, and I think we all recognise the old days of the Manx cat money box for encouraging youngsters to save have long gone by. And these days, all banks seem to want to railroad their customers into doing away with cash over the counter and operate virtually. And what is the Minister's opinion in the fast-changing... What can we do about the fast-changing situation of virtual banks entering into our society and the public having to adopt to that?
Well, we've moved on somewhat. That escalated quickly, I think is the expression. Treasury Minister.
Well, I don't think one should try and stand in the way of change, Mr. Speaker. It is our responsibility, I think, to ensure that we adapt, and we ensure that society is properly adapted to changes and advances in the way that businesses, particularly in the banking sector, and are structured, and the way that technology is moving on.